it's just a pretty female, as you may understand. Her mind been bent on rambling into a foreign land. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, or so it does appear, and she signed it with a captain to serve him for a year. The captain's wife, she been on board, she seemed in great joy to think the captain had engaged such a handsome cabin boy. And now and then she'd slip him a kiss, and she would have liked a toy, but 'twas the captain found out the secret of the handsome cabin boy, whose cheeks they were like roses and her hair all in a curl. The sailors often smiled and said he looked just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuits her color did destroy, and the waist did swell on pretty Nell, the handsome cabin boy. Was down the Bay of Biscay our gallant ship did plough. One night amongst the sailors a hell of a flurry and row, it tumbled the men from out their hammocks, their sleep it did destroy. Terrible cursing and the moaning of the handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor, dear, oh, doctor, the cabin boy did cry. My time has come, I am undone, and I must surely die. The doctor come a-running and smiling at the fun, for to think a sailor lad should have a daughter or a son. The sailors, when they heard the news, they all did stand and stare. The child belonged to none of them, they solemnly do swear. The captain's wife, she says to him, my dear, I wish ye a joy, for 'tis either you or I has betrayed the handsome cabin boy. Now sailors, take your tot of rum and drink success to trade, and likewise to the cabin boy that was neither man nor maid. His hope in the wars don't rise again, our sailors to destroy, and his hoping for a jolly lot more like the handsome cabin boy.